This happened not that long ago. I went to the grocery store one night that was kind of near my house. It was only like 10 minutes away. I was inside the grocery store for maybe 30 minutes. Inside, things were not very busy, and it was maybe 9 p.m. When I left the grocery store, I went back to my car, which was parked at about the middle of the parking lot. There were cars scattered all around, but not too many. I noticed that there was a car parked right next to mine, though, that wasn't there before. I only really noticed it because there were lots of open spaces around it. The car parked next to mine was a silver-colored sedan. I didn't pay it much attention and started loading my groceries into the back of my car. But when I was just about done, I glanced over at the car that was parked next to me and noticed somebody sitting in the driver's seat. It appeared to be a man, and he was wearing a clown mask. This mask in particular was really creepy looking. It wasn't one of those cheap ones, but a really detailed one. I didn't know why he was wearing it, because it wasn't anywhere near Halloween. It just seemed kind of random and odd. He wasn't looking at me, though. I put my cart back and then went to my driver's door and got inside. It was then that I looked over and noticed that the clown guy was looking right at me from inside his car. He didn't wave or move or anything, but was just staring in my direction. I smiled at him, figuring that it was some kind of a joke. Then I started my engine and drove away. As soon as my car started, he started his car as well. When I began driving, he did the same. I watched his car follow mine to the end of the parking lot, and I was worried. Immediately, it seemed like this clown guy was trying to follow me. I left the parking lot and went onto a quiet road, and then that one took me to a busier one. The clown drove behind me the whole way. The roads were pretty quiet with it being later at night. There was not a good chance that he could get stuck in traffic trying to follow me or something. If it was rush hour, that might have been a possibility. Instead, he easily stayed on my tail as I drove down the highway. After maybe 5 minutes there, I was getting worried of what I would do. I couldn't let this guy follow me all the way back home. So when I was driving, I called my boyfriend to tell him the situation. He was really confused when I told him a clown was following me on the highway. He thought I was joking at first and started laughing. I told him that I was serious and this was not a joke. Still, he didn't seem to take it as serious as I was. I told him that I was going to drive to his house. My boyfriend's house is about 5 minutes away from mine. He said that was fine with him and told me not to worry about it. I did feel a little bit better knowing he wasn't too concerned, but still, this clown guy was really creeping me out. It's one thing to dress as a clown later at night, but it's another to follow somebody home. Several minutes later, I exited the highway, followed by the clown. Then I took a quiet road for about a mile before the turnoff for my boyfriend's street. When I turned, the clown behind me did as well. The street was very quiet at this time of night. My boyfriend's house was about halfway down the street and on the right side. When I reached it, I began pulling into the driveway. It seemed as though the clown was going to do the same thing. That's when I saw the door to the house open and my boyfriend running out. He was wearing a clown mask of his own, one that he wore at a Halloween party a couple of years ago. He was holding a yellow wiffle ball bat as well, and waving it around like a crazy person. The clown in the car behind me started pulling into the driveway, and then stopped. My boyfriend was screaming like a madman, and went running straight for the clown's car behind me. Then, the clown backed out, and drove away before my boyfriend could reach him. I got out of the car, and asked my boyfriend if he was out of his mind. I couldn't believe what he was doing. He took his mask off, and started laughing, calling the other clown a wimp for running away. We went inside after that, and I ended up being really glad that he did that. It could have been extremely dangerous, though. Who knows who that guy in the clown mask was and what he wanted? Maybe that was just his way of disguising himself, and me being a young woman, he was trying to stalk me. I'm really not sure, but I'm glad that my boyfriend considered the whole thing one big joke. He told me that he thought of the idea when I told him I was going to his place. He remembered the clown mask and thought he would out-clown the clown. I'm really glad that it worked. So, this story took place just a few weeks ago. It's really bizarre and also scary. I play in a fantasy football league with a bunch of my friends. If anybody doesn't know, in fantasy football, you draft players that are in the NFL, and based on their performances for the week, your team gets points. Your team plays another team every week. There's playoffs and a championship game at the end. Well, in the league that I play with my friends, whoever gets last place in the league has to get punished. Before the season starts, people think of ideas for punishments, and we vote on it and decide it. So everybody knew that this year, our punishment was to dress up as a clown. Then the loser would have to walk down one of the busiest streets in our nearby city. Thankfully, I didn't lose, but one of my best friends, Ben, did. My friend Jordan and I decided to go with him for his punishment. We were going to record it and send it to everybody else in the league. We first went to a party supply store and bought a cheap clown mask and costume. Then we wrote on a piece of cardboard, "I suck at fantasy football." We then drove to the city, which was about 15 minutes away. It's a pretty large city and also very busy. When we got there, the sun was setting, but there was still a lot of people out. Ben reluctantly put on his loser clown outfit, and we were laughing like crazy. We parked in this little parking lot on the edge of downtown, and then walked several blocks. When we got into the heart of the city, Ben had to walk the entire way down the street and back. He kept trying to negotiate and make it a shorter walk, but it was our responsibility to make sure that the punishment was fulfilled. Ben walked on the sidewalk, and people were staring at him. We laughed and got our pictures and videos. Then we started to head back. When we did, though, we noticed that there was another person dressed as a clown. It was really strange to see. I mean, there were a lot of people around, but I didn't expect to see someone else who looked like a clown. Obviously, we had to have Ben go over and say hi to the other clown. We walked over, and when we got over to him, saw that his mask and costume was a lot better than Ben's. He didn't really seem amused, though. The other clown just kind of stood there. Ben attempted a handshake with the other clown, but he left him hanging. He wasn't saying anything either, so we just left. We started walking back to our car, which would take probably less than 5 minutes or so. We walked along the sidewalk, away from where most of the people were. It was a much quieter area where we parked. About a minute into the walk, Jordan said that the clown appeared to be following us. I looked back and saw him walking behind us, but a long ways away. We all found this funny and figured that the guy was just joking around. We kept walking, and surprisingly, the clown remained behind us. Eventually, we crossed the street and had to go just another block to get to the car. When we crossed the street, it was much quieter, and hardly anybody else was around. The clown then crossed the street as well. He appeared to be getting closer. I found it a little bit strange that he was still behind us. Soon we made it to the parking lot, and at that point, saw the clown had started to run after us. We all hurried to get inside of the car. We were laughing, but I honestly found it a little bit creepy. I have a smaller SUV, and I was driving, with Jordan in the passenger seat and Ben in the back. I started the car, and then watched and laughed as the clown kept running after us. When the clown reached the parking lot, he stopped. I started driving out, and we would have to go right past him. He was now standing by the exit. When I was starting to drive by the clown, he turned and faced us. Then I saw him pulling something out of his pocket. I didn't know what it was, because I looked away to focus on the road. But the next thing I knew, I heard a loud noise come from the back of the car, and a crashing of glass. Then I heard Ben say that the clown threw a brick at us. I drove out of there, and the back window was half smashed. Everybody in the car was fine, and Ben didn't get any glass on him or anything. We called the police, though, and reported the clown, and were glad to get away from him. I thought he was harmless. It was creepy that he followed us, but we had no idea that he would pull a brick out and throw it at us. The whole situation is so crazy, I wouldn't believe it if I wasn't there myself. It made for the most memorable fantasy football punishment ever. I had a terrifying experience with a clown back when I was in high school. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. It all started one night when I was at work. Back then, I lived with my parents and worked a job at a nearby convenience store. I walked to and from work, and I would ride the bus to school every day. Between work and school, I was pretty busy. So I started work from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. on this night. Work went by as usual, and when I got off, I left to walk home. The walk would take me about 15 minutes on most days, and I didn't mind it. At my job, I would just be sitting at a counter most of the time, so walking afterwards felt nice. Also, the neighborhood was generally really quiet. I never felt unsafe or had anything scary happen. It did seem a little bit creepy at night sometimes because of how quiet it would be. After leaving work, I started walking along the sidewalk. There were sidewalks for my entire walk home, but I did have to turn a couple of times. About 2 or 3 minutes into the walk, I noticed somebody kind of up ahead. They were standing on the grass between the sidewalk and the street, kind of randomly. It was dark out and they were far away, but when I approached, I soon realized that it was a clown, or at least it was somebody dressed up in a clown costume. It was really creepy looking, and I knew that I would have to walk past him. I didn't really want to, but I did. I tried not to look when I got close, and the clown didn't say anything to me. When I passed it by, I could sense him looking at me though. Still, I didn't look. I just walked past and kept going towards my house. At first, he appeared to stay where he was, but when I got like 20 feet away, I heard him move, and it sounded like he went onto the sidewalk. I got about 50 feet ahead of him, but then I heard him walking behind me. I hoped that he wasn't following me, but I had a bad feeling that he was. When I turned, I looked over and saw that the clown was walking a distance behind me. He turned exactly when I did. There was no question that he was following me. I kept going and tried to walk a little bit faster. I didn't look back, but listened closely in case the clown was going faster as well. He didn't seem to be getting any closer to me though. I crossed another street, which he also did. Now I only had a short distance to go before arriving home. When I got to my street, the clown walked after me. That's when I looked over my shoulder for the first time. He was there, maybe 40 feet back now, and was looking at me. I walked faster, and by now my heart was racing. I was really freaked out. I wanted to start running, but was afraid that the clown would do the same if I did. Instead, I remained as calm as I could and kept walking. Soon, I made it to my driveway. I felt a lot better, but still had to make it inside the house. I walked up and got to the front step. It was at that point that the clown reached my driveway. Then, I heard him starting to walk up the driveway after me. This made me really nervous, and I scrambled to use my house key to unlock the door. I was panicking, and that was causing me to go slower than usual. I heard the footsteps quickly approaching as I fumbled around with the key. At last, I had unlocked the door. I went inside extremely quick and then slammed the door and locked it behind me. I heard my mom say from the other room, "What was that?" She then called out my name, and I heard the doorknob turn behind me. I ran over to the living room and found my parents. I told them about the clown guy following me home. We went over to the door to look, but he was now gone. I told them the story, and my parents said that they would drive me to and from work for my next shift. We figured that the clown had left, and we were all very creeped out by this situation. Later that night, I went to bed, and the clown didn't come back or anything. But the next morning, I got up to catch the bus for school. It was really early and still dark out because school started at 7:25. So at about 6:50, the bus would usually arrive at my house. And after getting ready for school, I headed out. I left my house at about 6:45 and started walking to the end of my driveway where I would stand and wait for the bus. When I was beginning to walk down the driveway, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. I looked and saw the same clown coming around the corner from the side of the garage. I couldn't believe my eyes. I turned and ran back inside the house and called the police right there. Then I found my parents and told them what was going on. We all stayed inside the house until the cops got there. They found the clown hiding in the backyard. I couldn't believe it. I was sure that he had left the previous night. After that, I was able to get a ride with my parents to school because I missed the bus, but I was just grateful to be okay. It still blows my mind that the clown was there in our yard all night. We should have called the police the previous night after he had followed me home. We had just assumed that he left. I guess he camped out on the side of the garage, which was actually a really good hiding place. That guy was a total creep. This remains the scariest moment of my life. I'm now scared of clowns because of it. This happened when I was a freshman in high school. During this time, I lived at home with my parents and older sister. We lived in what I would describe as a pretty average neighborhood. Our backyard was sort of big, but overall it was a very populated area. So one night, I was at home playing video games in my bedroom. My sister was in her room and my parents were out in the living room. I always liked to play video games in my room, and I had a really good setup in there. I had my gaming chair, big monitor, and a TV as well. I remember that after gaming for a long time, I got to a loading screen. I leaned back in my chair to stretch, and I casually looked to my right out of my bedroom window. The window looked out to the backyard, and at the back of the yard was a small woods. Something caught my eye when I looked out there. It looked sort of like there was a clown looking at me from just inside the woods. At first, I thought surely that wasn't the case. I kept looking and was squinting my eyes to see better. It sure looked like there was a clown there. So I got up from my chair and walked over to the window. Now that I had a better view, I could see that there was in fact a clown there, or at least somebody that was wearing a clown mask. They were standing just a couple of feet into the woods, partially blocked by trees. But the clown was looking right at our house, possibly at my window. It was extremely creepy to see this. I ran out of my bedroom and found my parents in the living room. I told them there was some guy dressed as a clown in the backyard. They followed me to my bedroom window, but when we got there, whoever this guy was now gone. I told my parents where he was and everything. We all went outside after that and looked around the backyard, although I was really creeped out. Luckily, we didn't see or hear anything when we were out there. The woods in our backyard was not that big. It only went back probably 20 feet, and then there was a fence. I was guessing whoever this guy was went through the neighbor's yard. At least he wasn't in our yard anymore. It was a real mystery as to who he was and what exactly he was doing back there. We all went back inside, and I went back to what I was doing. I looked out of my window every so often, but luckily, the clown man did not return. The next couple of days were normal, no signs of the clown or anything. But it was less than a week later, and I found myself home alone. My parents were gone at friends, and my sister was at a friend's house also. I was playing video games in my bedroom, and it was probably about 9 o'clock at night. It was the same setup as the previous time. I randomly looked out of my window, which was to my right, about 15 feet away. I saw the clown guy again. This time, he was not in the woods though, but standing in the middle of the backyard, much closer. He was facing me and looking directly at my window. I got up and ran over to the window and covered it with my shades. I then ran out of my bedroom as quickly as possible. I didn't know what to do. Why would the clown guy come back? I called my parents and told them about it. They advised me to call the police if he didn't leave the yard immediately. So I looked out of another window, but I didn't see the guy anymore. I was hoping that meant that he left. I got off the phone with my parents and then looked out of several other windows. I didn't see the clown. Then I headed back to my bedroom. When I was walking in, though, I heard a knock at the front door. I went over and checked out the front window and saw the clown. He was standing on the front step. I just moved away from there and ignored it. I went back into my bedroom, put my headphones on, and forced myself to just play video games. I did that until my parents got back home. When they did, the clown guy was long gone. After that night, I kept my bedroom window covered at all times. I also didn't stay home by myself for several weeks because I was too creeped out to. I'm not sure if the clown guy ever came back or not, but I didn't see him or hear from him again.